Hour number two on the program on this Wednesday night, high atop Television Hill, in what should be a riveting hour of sports talk here on WBAL. It's like the meeting of the five families right now in this studio, although we only have three represented here. This is pretty unprecedented. Three local athletic directors in studio to talk about issues facing their school, college athletics in general, and everything in the world of collegiate athletics. Let's go through our starting lineup here right now. Let's go left to right in our studios. UMBC Athletic Director Tim Hall, who's about to complete his first year in Catonsville. Tim, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
And then we also have Loyola AD. He's the veteran locally of the group right now. That's hard to believe because it feels like Jim Paquette just got here. Jim, thanks for coming in.
Brett, thanks for having me.
And then finally, 10 months into his tenure at Towson, Tim Leonard. Tim, great to have you in studio.
Thanks. Good to be here with this esteemed panel.
Now, do you guys meet often together? Will I, like, roll into a restaurant somewhere in town and see you guys and maybe a couple of other local ADs getting together and breaking bread? Or is this pretty rare for you guys to see each other?
Well, we all see each other at conventions and so forth from around time to time and around the country. But it's a small industry. We all know each other. Jim Paquette's been one of my longest friends in the industry. We both came up on the development side, so I've known him for a long, long time. So it's just been kind of fun for me to be in the same neighborhood with him.
And then for you guys, and I'll start with you, Tim Hall. For those who said they want to get into collegiate sports, administration, outside coaching, let's put it that way, what is the path to where you guys are now? I know you guys get asked that a lot, and I know there's probably not one clear one. But if someone, let's say, just gets out of college, I want to be an AD one day, what should be your next step?
I think you hit the nail on the head. There is no one clear path, and I get asked that question a lot. What I respond to people with is, there's a path that's going to make sense for you, and so certainly there's attributes to what most people do, whether they're similar for everybody, not usually the case. Anymore, I've come to find, really what we do in our jobs every day is we attend things, so there's athletic events, meetings, there's university responsibilities outside of athletics. And then we manage expectations. And when you do that, you're dealing with people a lot. And so I say jokingly, but I think there's some half-truth to it. As much psychology as you can get how to deal with people, I think is important. But, I think some attributes are you obviously have to love sports. People who don't wear a watch, meaning, it's work 20, sleep 4 industry. So you have to be willing to work hard. Follow through, execute, and then really network. Be willing to take bad jobs, and those turn into better jobs as your career advances.
And then for you, Jim, and then Tim, I'd like to answer that too.
Brett, I'm one of those people, I peaked athletically at 12. I've been trying to make up for it since. my path, and actually Sport Business Journal in their last issue just did a survey of current Division I athletic directors, and the trends are changing. There's lots of skill sets that you need, as Tim mentioned. But I think actually all three of us actually came up through the fundraising ranks. And that's actually all we know each other through is an organization called NAD, where the National Athletic Development Directors get together. But, it's become so critical in terms of the business side of athletics, the ability to generate resources and, not be able to depend on the tuition dollars of our university or state money. And so I think that is a skill set. Hiring coaches and retaining coaches and firing coaches on occasion is important, but also generating resources.
And for you, Tim, what would be the big skill set piece of advice to a just fresh out of college person who wanted to get into this line of work?
Be prepared to take any job.
Yeah.
And be prepared to move.
That's what I tell young sportscasters, so we're one and the same on that. And sometimes I say that pitch, are you willing to go anywhere? And they say, wait, you can't just start in Baltimore and, be with your hometown team. I said, no, it doesn't really work that way. Very often, rarely on occasion it does, of course, but you don't start in New York or L.A. You have to work your way up if you're lucky and have a lot of breaks. All right, let's go back around the other way. Strangest school / location on the map that you've worked in to get to where you are now here in Baltimore? Tim?
I don't know if I've had any strange ones. I started off at Illinois State in Normal, Illinois, so that might
Normal,
be the strangest
Illinois.
One just because it was in Normal. The only time in my life I've been normal. But, I've worked at some good places. They have all been emerging places like Boise State, University of Central Florida, UCF in Orlando, and then most recently at SMU. So I didn't have to go to any real bizarre places. They've all been great. I've enjoyed everywhere I've lived.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Jim?
You know, I worked at Boston College, Brett, for 16 years, which was a terrific place. Had a great time there. But I did work at a couple places. One, my first job out of college was actually working at the University of New Hampshire. And I commuted 65 miles each way. For extra money, I would work the ticket office for the hockey. Hockey was a big sport up there. The thing is, this rink was kind of an old-school rink, and it used to get so cold on Friday nights, you'd be doing the complimentary tickets, that you couldn't use a pen because the ink wouldn't work. So you had to get a pencil. So when, you know, Joe Smith's mom came up for a complimentary ticket to the hockey game, you had to hand her the pencil so she could sign for it and play by NCAA rules. So that was probably one of my more interesting jobs.
That's really cool. Tim Hall?
You know, I worked a lot of really good institutions, been really fortunate and blessed in my career. Not that it was an abnormal place by any stretch of the imagination, but I worked at Eastern Kentucky University. And I guess maybe from the perspective that I would never see myself, if you would have asked me, you're going to work in Kentucky and you're going to work at Eastern Kentucky University, I probably would have said, you're crazy. But, you know, I guess my dad always said, you know, you work hard, good things happen to you. And that's what I did. And I was able to leave Youngstown State and go to Eastern Kentucky and work for one of the great ADs in our business, Jeff Long. And so allowed me to build a relationship with Jeff that's really helped me throughout the rest of my career.
Very cool stuff with Tim Hall from UMBC, Jim Paquette from Loyola, and Tim Leonard from Towson University. We'll come back. We'll talk about the business side of college athletics and a lot of issues facing the NCAA right now as we speak. Pretty much a critical moment, I think, in NCAA history. We'll do that when we come back here on BAL.